minister and there you go. So we have those two sets of documents. Maybe I should, in the meantime, whilst waiting for the people from the AG office, dispense off with the two issues. The first one should talk to us about the apologies. Good afternoon, members. Good afternoon. The meeting has officially started. I must mention that part. But whilst waiting for the Office of the Auditor General, people, can we pull that door, if you don't mind? It's been making noise there. We have three apologies, one written and another one verbal. One apology comes from Inkosi Cebekhulu, who cannot make it due to prior commitments. Understandably so, that this is an unusual meeting. On a Thursday, that's the first written one. The second written apology comes from the Deputy Minister, Dr. Mulder, who also cannot make it because of prior, you know, engagements. Those are the written of what you call apologies. And then I was listening to Mr. Dutoy. I couldn't hear much of what he was saying.
Dr. Bosman also has a previous engagement. He's already on a flight.
Okay. Welcome, staff members from the Office of the Auditor General. You will introduce yourself later on. Who is the other apology? Bishop Tolo as well has tendered his apology. Those are about the only apologies that we have. You can sit down. The meeting has started. It's officially on, so that you don't confuse yourself as if we haven't started. We have started a meeting. You can sit down and just settle down. There is a process that we are also, which is the second part of what I thought whilst waiting for the members from the Office of the Auditor General, staff members. We have received a correspondence dating 17th of March. I kindly remind the committee that nominations of the candidates to serve as members of the National Agriculture Marketing Council should reach the department by the 1st of April. I'm sure we'll deal with this matter at our own pace, not to be rushed into 1st of April. Now, the essence of this correspondence basically says, as stipulated in the law, that the portfolio committee and also the select committee in that law that governs the NAMC, we are supposed to submit our nominations and take that process through to a selection panel set up by the minister. That shortlist for the minister to finally make a decision on these matters. Now, my proposal is that we deal with this matter in our next meeting, which is Tuesday next week. How we deal with it is, as I would propose, that we bring those nominations and then we go through. The one shortcoming about a process of this nature not knowing what goes on in a process of department, whether or not we are not going to be duplicating, we don't get to establish. For as long as the law remains as is currently, it precludes us from getting to know what goes on, because these are two parallel processes that are going on at the same time. Our own process and also a process the department has last weekend published, not this last weekend, this past Sunday or Sunday or weekend newspapers, has published the address to this effect. Those adverts are also going to be circulated to members as we prepare ourselves with our own nomination that we would wish to bring to party for us to be able to consider through the selection panel process that the minister shall set up. I thought let's bring those two and then have them dispense off. We did hear the two other verbal apologies, Dr. Bosman and Bishop Dolo. Do we have anything to say very briefly on this NAMC nomination process? Ms. Abram?
Chairperson, thank you very much. It's a pity that all we are entitled to do is merely submit names. But I think it will help us if we have a CV of all the current members of the board, because I'm one of the people that believe in continuity and bringing in new blood as well. But if we could have the CVs of the current members, and it will help us also when we as a committee have to make decisions.
Okay. I guess we will certainly have to get that CV. I take it that those that are from the department are listening. We'll certainly have to get those CVs and of course also get a sense of whether the law, of what the law says in terms of continuity, because at times you have those members serving, you know, only for 1 year or only for 2 years, and we'll get all the relevant information. Mr. Tutoi and Mama Pilus Maswane. Mr. Dutoy is still consulting Mama Pilus Maswane. You wanted to say something, Mama?
No.
Okay, Mr. Dutoy?
Yes, I think it doesn't have to be, we should point out, it doesn't have to be a very extensive CV. You know, 5-6 pages and everything. A 2-pager, at the most 3-pager will be fine. You know, in a summary fashion, not a very detailed one, I think. It should be sufficient.
Those are the details Mr. Dutoy is dealing with. Members, I think the process is, Lerato, you will have, Dineo, sorry, I don't know where Lerato comes from. My mind is full of Lerato. I don't even know who Lerato is. Dineo, you will have to provide us with that information with also Ralph. Basically with all the relevant documentation, both the advert and the current members and who qualifies for those who are currently serving for reappointment and those kinds of details. And then of course also just the portion of the act that deals with what we are about here. So those have been circulated, I am informed. I hope members did receive those kinds of documents. The act has been circulated. But that said, as we are dealing with one item next week, that of brine injection, we'll certainly also have a portion of time just to deal with this matter and lay to rest. Ralph, we did get your correspondence, but we'll take our own time. We acknowledge the fact that you're talking about everything 1st of April, but we'll work together. Whether we reach that, or but depending on our own processes, how far we run our own situation here. Okay, we only have one item on the agenda.
were warned or forewarned by Macy that, you know, we have this presentation that could easily take us 2 hours for us just listening from the office of the AG. We decided to take this process CFO so that we, as we prepare ourselves as we're going towards the strat plan and your budget, which are going to be a week after next. We also have distributed as well the performance agreement with the minister and the president, and without really wasting of time, let's just, you know, get started. Are you ready? Members, let's take a very quick discussion here. I did ask a question earlier on as to whether is this session too wide an open session, or whether is it just wide, or whether is this a session that gets closed, you know, and so on and so forth. Now, if you like, this is more of a preparatory session, come workshop, if you like, that the committee sought to engage with the Office of the Auditor General as we prepare ourselves for the strat plan and also for the budget itself. Now, we are informed by the Office of the Auditor General, because they would wish, you know, to be as frank and open, taking us forward as we prepare, that it becomes a bit difficult to do that in the presence of media. Now, as members of Parliament, we have to make that call and resolve on whether we should meet outside of the media or we should meet within the media. Now, the AG's office has that challenge. Otherwise, they are not afraid of talking in full view of everybody, as long as it is not recorded for public consumption for now. Yes, when there is time, you know, for the for the departments to be engaged and the entities to be engaged, that is a public process that we find ourselves having to run through. Mr. Fui?
I think that the Auditor General has already engaged the department, because they would not be able to be here if they haven't engaged the department already. I would be very disturbed if there would be something that would come out today that the press or the media would not be kept from for a certain amount of time, and then later we know about it. They know about it anyway. So I'm happy with the media being present.
I'm not hearing you well when you say already they have engaged with the department on these matters. My understanding of how the processes are...
Yeah, when they went through the process with the department...
If you don't mind. Can you finish? You don't get to be stopped when you talk. I expect the same respect from you as well. Now, my understanding is that there is a process that only gets to follow when the department is being audited. I would imagine that's the engagement you are referring to. So that one is a matter that happens out there without us not even knowing what goes on out there. But when outcomes and indicators are being presented, preparing us for that engagement with the department, that is a different ball game altogether, which then impresses upon us to meet, if you like, privately or confidentially, because it is a process that empowers us as members of parliament, so that when we go out there in that public domain, engaging with the department and also the entities, that's an open one. So if you like, this is still a continuation of what they were doing with the department. We're not expecting the department as well here to respond to any of the issues. It is us, as members of parliament, who are engaging with the Office of the Auditor General on matters that we think, they think that are important for us to get a sense of, in understanding exactly what we are about as we do oversight on the department. So this process, it has not been there before, that we are starting now, which helps us. It is a process that is going to continue. We are starting a process, basically a process that shall say, as you prepare both also even for your annual report, we certainly are going to be partners in crime with the Office of the Auditor General on all aspects of the value chain or of this whole budgetary cycle, you know, if you like, process, both from planning to annual reports. So this is a process that we're starting, Mama Palison.
Thank you, Chairperson. My understanding was we requested you that we want to be empowered so that when we go to our budget votes, we go with an open mind. So when we monitor and evaluate strat plans, annual reports, so that we can be clear what we are looking for. To me, this was a closed session. Chairperson, it was for us to engage with the Office of the Auditor General. It was not a too open, if I can put it, friend, a too open session. It was for us to be empowered. Some of us are not parliament members for 15 years. So we want to be clear where are we going. And we want to be clear what are we doing, and we want to be clear on decisions what we are making, legislation that we are making, and also to empower us to monitor and to do oversight adequately and effectively. Thank you.
Members, we are going to be forced to go on a procedure point here, because we cannot engage forever and discuss forever. One of those procedures, I cannot remember what part of the rule, when we have to resolve on meeting, in camera, we have to take a resolution as a committee, and basically having to have a quorum. Now, there is 7 of us, and there's supposed to be 13 of us. If it comes to that push, I think we'll get to that point. But I thought, before we even get there, let's reach consensus among ourselves. Just the rationale to prevail in our own senses, because this is all in our best interest, that we engage with the Office of the Auditor General freely. That's the whole point. Without having to
restrict people on any discussion point. Mr. Abram?
Chairperson, in principle, I believe that if one wants to see democracy working, then things should be open. But if the Office of the Auditor General feels more comfortable to have an in-committee discussion with us, so that we may get the necessary material to prepare ourselves for the debates that are to follow, then I think we should respect their view. I don't think that they who are supposed to be an open institution would likely request you to rather go into committee. It must be for some good reason. So with that in mind, Chairperson, and without belaboring the point, I would say that if that would make the discussions more fruitful, more engaging, then let us go that route.
Mr. Dutoyo, I give you being the very last person to speak on the matter, and then I'll come up with a ruling thereafter. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I think that we must realize that, I think we all do, the committee members are extension of the public. We represent the public. So we are the public. So it should be open to the public. That is all our deliberations. There were cases, and there's some merits that we have considered previously, where there was a situation which could result in investigations not being finished, or there was an investigation of some kind, or that had to be done, and things were, you know, how would I say, sensitive to the fact that there's no conclusion around something. Okay, we understand that, but I think if the Auditor General gets to such a point that there would be an investigation and they found something that was wrong, we and the public should at least know, listen, they found something and there's something wrong, but we can't go into that detail now, then maybe we can discuss it later. But I think it should be open as far as possible. Otherwise, it will reflect on us as trying to cover up something or trying to give the department an easy passage through this. I'm for, you're not going to get my consensus on this one. So I would say that the only instance where I would say it is not open for the public is where there's something sensitive in the case of investigations that's sub judice or something like that. There must be a very good reason. I think we can, when we get to that point, they can say, look, this is here something, it's in this department or that section, we're not mentioning names, we this and that, but there's something wrong there and we suggest that we discuss that in camera. But then we must know it is one or two cases and we can park that. But I think we should be open as far as possible. Thank you.
Members, can I ask for those of us who would wish to continue in camera?
I suggest that we continue in camera, since it is a request of the Office of the Auditor General.
Anybody who objects to that? The majority favor that we meet in camera. Thank you. May we request then that we be respected accordingly? Thank you, and our apologies that we couldn't communicate in time. Thank you. The objections were recorded and noted. Sorry, madam.
May I ask how you feel about PMG? PMG, we monitor the meetings. Are you? Yeah, we use this. So should I turn this off? So I'll turn this off and just...
You're part of the media, man.
I'm with PMG. We are...
Media.
We actually have a website which is open to the public.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to meet freely.
Yes.
So that we don't get a situation where there is information, you know, all over.
Yeah.
That's your priority. We don't know...